Oh, what a save from Forsberg.
You can hear the ping of the pipe in behind.
Giroux fires, scores!
At the rink with Gord Wilson.
To Sanderson. Throws it to the corner. Centering pass, down low in front. Tkachuk scores! 5-0 Ottawa. Tkachuk buries it.
Yeah, as a Leaf fan long time, that's the point at which I think, well, we're finished now. We're going to lose this game. But no, the Senators are not the Leafs. They actually hung on to win a game that they pulled way ahead in. Nice to get a victory. Gord, you must be in a good mood this morning.
Yeah, sure. Yes, absolutely. Yeah, it was a fun game to call, and there aren't too many over the course of Senators franchise history that the team has been up 5-0 after 20 minutes of play. I beg to differ. It wasn't a hang-on situation. They played very well in the third period as well, to the point where...
No, that's my point. Oh, they weren't the Leafs.
Right, okay.
They weren't hanging on by a thread. They actually kept their foot on the accelerator.
Well, yeah, they got a little bit of a scare in the second period, and that was to be expected. Buffalo obviously was embarrassed on home ice after giving up 5 goals and swapping out their goaltenders, and they scored a couple of goals in that second, but the Senators had great chances as well. The Buffalo Sabres' new goaltender that came in was outstanding in period number 2, but it was the third period that was just as impressive as the first for defensive style of play. They just shut the Buffalo Sabres down and didn't allow an abundance of scoring opportunities, and as a result, cruise to that 6-2 victory, and it's 3 in a row now, and it's Chicago and Connor Bedard tonight.
3 in a row. Hey, I mean, it's a shame it doesn't matter in the big picture, but 3 in a row is not nothing. If you're a fan, you want to see wins, right? That's what brings you out to the arena. You want to see goals, and you want to see wins, so that's great. You know, watching them beat the Buffalo Sabres is one thing, but you don't want them to be the Buffalo Sabres, yeah. The team that every year we predict is going to get better,
yeah,
and they never quite do. How do we avoid that here in Ottawa?
Well, it's 7 seasons now without playoff hockey for Ottawa, and if you need reason for optimism or reason for more hope, you can just look no further than Buffalo, because it's a disastrous organization right now. It'll be 13 consecutive years without postseason play, and I think Bruce Garriock, our buddy Bruce Garriock from Post Media, wrote this week that that's the franchise you have to look at and not duplicate, because yeah, they've made some mistakes along the way. There's no question about that. And, you know, going into the postseason and missing the playoffs again for a 13th consecutive year, it's only natural to think, okay, more changes are coming. Well, they've already gone through 3 general managers and I believe 8 coaches, if I'm not mistaken, over the course of this 13-year drought. And you obviously don't want to follow suit. You don't want a carbon copy of something like that. So look at this has been no fun in Ottawa here, missing the playoffs for as long as this team has. Can you imagine what Buffalo's going through? And it started out as a season of promise as well. The funny part about Buffalo is they've received some fantastic goaltending, like top 5 in the NHL since January 1st. Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen has just dominated the league, and as a result, the Sabres have had great goaltending, winnable hockey goaltending-wise. Unfortunately, offensively, it's dried up. They have an inability now to not score enough goals, and they have the offense to do that. It's just been a collective dryness here for players who normally do score goals and win games, and that's the unfortunate part for Buffalo, because, like Ottawa, they are close. They are getting closer.
We're down to the final 10% of the season, and the Sens, of course, can't make the playoffs. But the coach said there are things to accomplish, and the number one is the team has to build an identity. So I want to tap into your hockey brain.
Yeah.
Identity to me, if I'm hearing it correct, is I play for the Boston Bruins. That means I play tough, rugged hockey. I'm never out of a game. I fight till the end. That's your team identity. Am I right so far?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So does a hockey identity, because he wants the players to find it, does that come from management and coaching, or does it come from the players?
Well, it's got to come from the players. It's called buy-in, basically, and the players have to buy in to what the coaches are preaching. And if they don't do that, you just play helter-skelter hockey. It's individual hockey, and I think one of the things that this team is looking to do is play that proverbial full 60 minutes of hockey. Right now, the identity of this team has been this season, its inconsistency to go from 1 minute of the first period to the final minute of the last period. And that's not winnable hockey. And obviously we see that, and we've seen the results from the Senators. Last night, they get up 5, regardless of the first period score. Their play, with the exception of a few plays in the second period, or a few minutes in the second period, their play was consistently good. And by that, it's a hard forecheck, a better backcheck, and a solid defensive play, and that's what Jacques Martin is trying to achieve and has been trying to achieve over the last few months.
I hear that as a fan, and I think it's coaches making an excuse. A team identity. If you're the Boston Bruins and you go out and you acquire through trade or through the draft a bunch of small, fast-moving defensemen, but they're lighter, they're not very rugged, and you build a forward line, the forward lines that are the same, I don't care what the history of the franchise has been or what the logo is on the jersey. You are the team that's been put together. And then management has to determine the kinds of players it has and push them in a certain direction, sure. But when I hear these players have to find their identity, what I'm hearing is the way this team is built, we don't know what we are, what we're good at, what we can do that the rest of the league can't. So I think you've got to look at the players you have, decide what you want to be. If those players can't give it to you, to some degree, you got to go get the right players. You can't just put it all on the players either. I mean, this was not a very good team before the new coach came in. For 5 minutes, they were better. We saw some improvements. Then they slid backwards. They're on a bit of a hot streak right now. But I don't know what kind of team they are. Are they tough and rugged? Are they skilled and high speed? I don't know what they are.
Well, and I think that's what management has looked at over the last 3 months, right? The last 6 months, because they started in September looking at this and going, okay, we've got to identify what players we have, what style of play we want to play, and go from there. And it's been an evaluation process. This is a new general manager, a new owner, a new regime, and that's why. And I think I said this last week, there's probably going to be major surgery in the off season on this hockey club. All right, finding those players. If Steve Staios has said, okay, we have 6 or 7 players who are the core players on this team, we're building around them. We need a couple of 6'4", 220-pound defensemen to add to this. We're going to go out in the off season and look for those. So it's establishing the culture. And that is all part and parcel with identity, establishing a culture, establishing a work ethic, and I guess that eventually comes down to what style of play the general manager wants his team to play.
So and a lot easier if you have a successful history to draw on, too, right? Going back to the Bruins.
Absolutely.
They have a certain style of play, and they've had a lot of success over the years.
Well,
Montreal Canadiens, to me, they're high-flying skilled. That's what's made them win, but it's getting to be a while since they've won anything. The Leafs, well, what's their identity? They haven't won anything since 67, so it's hard to decide what kind of Leaf team is going to win, and same with Ottawa. It's not, especially the last 7 years, it's a team that doesn't even make the playoffs, so you can't draw on history. You need to start fresh and say, okay, who are we going to be going forward?
No, I disagree. You can draw on history, and they're trying to do that with the addition of Jacques Martin, the winningest coach in franchise history. And that's why he was brought in, to evaluate, to assess the situation, to offer his opinion on what has been going wrong with the team. 6 straight years before Jacques arrived, there were 6 straight years of postseason play, or without postseason play. So,
well, now we're defining winning, right? Is it a Stanley Cup, or is it getting in the playoffs? Is it getting to the finals?
That's identity,
a hard one.
Bill. That's identity. If you're a losing team, your identity is you're not good enough. Your identity is this is going to be, for most teams, okay, it's just Ottawa, right? Or it's just Buffalo. Teams don't say that about the Montreal Canadiens this year, in more one-goal games than any other team in the NHL. Why? Because they've established an identity that they are not going to quit. Even though they're undermanned or underskilled, they are not going to quit, and they hang around in hockey games, and the stats show it. Team with the most one-goal games. They've lost majority of them, but they're in it, and it's a tough out. And that's, you know, teams that miss the playoffs. That's the number one establishment of that type of identity. We do not quit. Simple as that.
So tonight, it's the Blackhawks. They're young. They're a team of the future, but they're not a team of right now. So it's a winnable game, and it should be fun to watch.
No, absolutely. With Connor Bedard here, an 18-year-old with what, yeah. 53 points, worth the price of admission. I saw him.
And more.
Well, and then more. Yeah, absolutely. He really is. Incredible player.
Yeah, you've seen him play already, so you must be really looking forward to see him play again, because, I mean, he proves that one player alone can't win a hockey game because it takes more than one, but he could. One player alone can make it worth paying the price of admission, that's for sure.
Yeah,
he's
absolutely
one of those people.
Yep.
Can't wait. Thank you, Gord. Have a great long weekend. I'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good. Okay, Bill. Thank you, sir.
Gord Wilson, our hockey guy, making me understand it a little bit more. That's why you put a stupid guy in with me, like me in with like Gord. It's the Morning Rush. Good morning. I'm Bill Carroll.